This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is threatening to identify, arrest, and try protesters taking part in street demonstrations. The unrest in Venezuela is also turning into a battleground of rhetoric between the United States and Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. prepared to use military action in Venezuela.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there, where Maduro leaves and a new election is held. But the president has made clear, in the event that there comes a moment, and we'll all have to make decisions about when that moment is, and the president will ultimately have to make that decision, he's prepared to do that if that's what's required.
Russia's foreign minister warned of the drastic consequences if the U.S. continues what it calls aggressive steps. U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared before Congress on Wednesday defending his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's March 22nd report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Mueller wrote that he had found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the election, but that he could not reach a conclusion about whether Trump had obstructed justice. Barr testified why he did not pursue obstruction charges against President Trump.
The placeholder, in my judgment, was the simple statement of what the bottom line conclusions were.
Democrats accused Barr of grossly understating evidence of Trump's misconduct in the summary in an effort to justify his controversial decision to exonerate the president of obstructing justice during the investigation. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.